Can you start off by just telling us a little bit about you, a little bit about your background in the Jewish community?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am the executive director of Bama Hillel. It's a Jewish student center on campus. We've been part of the campus community since 1934 and just a home away from home for Jewish students and our community and alumni. And so, you know, we're very happy to be here to speak with you today. I'm actually an alumni of the University of Alabama as well. I went to school here in the 90s. I grew up in Montgomery, Alabama. My whole family is Jewish, and so have really had an experience here in Alabama and a positive experience at the university that I've been so happy to come back to as an adult and a Jewish professional.
So in recent light of certain anti-Semitic events around campus, how did you find out about those chalkings and what was your initial reaction?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank y'all for hosting the show today. I know that sometimes these are hard questions to ask, and just talking about it and getting more information, how we educate each other is how we heal each other. So I really appreciate your taking the time to do this today. We're very student-facing. Again, we're, our Hillel is open almost every day of the week. And so first thing in the morning, I started receiving texts from students who were walking to class and seeing the chalkings, sending me pictures. And so from very early on, you know, I was in communication with students and parents and minutes later with the university administration to start working together to help create a response to the chalking.
Are there any experiences with things like this in the past that you've seen, and what are your thoughts on them?
Right. So if you're asking about, you know, again, talking from my personal experience, the University of Alabama is really an amazing place in terms of not seeing this type of activity very often. So I was a student here in the 90s. I've been back as the Hillel director for 10, 11 years. And this campus is really supportive of our Jewish group and identity. So we don't see this very often. I can tell you in the times that we have seen it, the university administration, UAPD, has been very supportive, responded very quickly, would make sure we had everything we need, provide student additional supports for students. And that's really our main focus here is, you know, yes, there's a lot of work to be done. How do we help our students feel safe, help our students feel supported, and let people know that this is not what usually happens here, but that doesn't mean it doesn't need to be addressed.
And can you talk a little bit about how Bama Hillel serves that purpose to reach out to these Jewish students at this time and support them?
Yeah, well, we have reached out individually to students. We've posted emails and social media that we're here for them. We are a safe space. We are open and honest with our communication with our students. And a lot of times our students just need a place to share how they're feeling, and we're open for that. We were open all day yesterday. Our students made challah in the kitchen to prepare for Shabbat for tonight. So there is still a real sense of community and belonging and togetherness. We do have our Shabbat dinner tonight. It's at 5:30 at Hillel. And in addition to our student group, we also have a lot of support from our surrounding religious life community and student organizations who will also be joining us for Shabbat dinner tonight, just to show their support for the Jewish student body. One of the things that I did see, and I know you just kind of go back to the talking, but to talk about support in general, is that I received a lot of pictures yesterday of the talkings, but a lot of the pictures I received also had what appeared to be water from water bottles poured over them. So a number of students, Jewish or not, have kind of told me, I was walking across the quad and I saw this and I just immediately dumped my water bottle on it. And that's so touching. I mean, that's what our students need to know, is that, you know, there are people who have different viewpoints, but there are people who support them as well. And those are the little things that students can do to be helpful, to show support. You know, it doesn't have to be standing in the quad and shouting, this is wrong. You know, pouring your water bottle on a talking that, not just anything that's anti-Jewish, but anything that's hurtful to anyone, is a message that we need to continue to share.
Another quick question is, how do you help, or what do you have in place that helps students celebrate their faith and their identity as a Jewish person?
As a Jewish Student Center, we celebrate all Jewish holidays. We celebrate Shabbat each Friday night, all the high holidays. We have Passover in the spring. And so really, if there's something Jewish related that students would like to do, this is a place where we can make it happen. We're also a place that, being open every day, that Jewish students can come with their, you know, with other Jewish students, non-Jewish students, study groups, and use the facility to study, to have meetings, to hang out, to come get a snack. So really, just it's like a little mini community center on campus. And so that's really something that we try to say, is that it's not just about the event. It's about your daily living, daily Jewish life.
That's great to hear how you're helping support what you're doing to do for the Jewish community in everyday life, and to celebrate these things, to not only defend them, but also to celebrate them. That's great. As we're sort of wrapping up here, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet, or that you'd like to bring to our attention about the situation, or about these things in general?
I really want to just send my appreciation to those who have reached out. Just the number of your calls and texts and emails. If there's anyone I haven't responded to, I apologize. We'll get to you. Yesterday was kind of a busy day. But in addition to just monitoring events that were taking place, just the outpouring of support was really touching. And it is much appreciated. And I want to encourage people to continue to check on their Jewish and non-Jewish friends, to check on each other as a society and humanity, and be kind to each other. And hopefully we can learn a little more compassion through this process.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us remotely in the studio today.
Yes, thank you for having me.